What's up? What's up, you guys? We're about to get started shortly. Hi, can you hear me? I can't hear you. What is going on? I can't hear you. Hey, you guys, we're going to get started shortly with Diva Talk. Hope everyone is having a great Saturday. Remember, you can also listen to the previous episodes of Diva Talk on iHeartRadio, Spotify, as well as iTunes. So we're just waiting for our other guests to come in. Dr. Nicole, can you hear me? Today's topic, we are discussing women's health. And we are talking to two doctors about women's health. Dr. Brooke, I'm trying to loop you in. Just press the accept invite.
Hi, I think I'm in.
You're in.
You're
I'm
in.
in.
Sorry about that.
No worries. I'm so glad to have you both here on the podcast. How's everything going?
Good.
Awesome, awesome. Well, yes, let's get started. You guys, hello, we are back. Kelda Music here, Diva Talk, the podcast show. You can catch us on iHeartRadio, iTunes, as well as Spotify, Google Podcasts as well. We're everywhere. And today I have two special guests. We are going to discuss women's health. Everyone, I would like to welcome Dr. Brooke Snyder and Dr. Nicole Lewis. Hey, hey.
Hi, thanks so much for having us.
Yes, no, thank you so much for joining me. My co-host should be arriving soon, but we could get started anyway. So, today's topic is women's health. Why don't you guys introduce yourselves properly and how Women Strong came about?
Yeah, well, I'm Dr. Brooke, and I am the co-creator of Women Strong with Dr. Nicole. And I'm a psychiatrist. I'm a child, adolescent, and adult psychiatrist. And I'm an integrative psychiatrist, so integrative mental health. And we started Women Strong a few years ago because we really saw a need to connect women along the health journey. And we were spending a lot of time one-on-one with our patients who were sort of struggling with the common things that women struggle with along the health journey. And we thought, gosh, we've got to get these women together. How much more effective and successful would women be if they had a team backing them up?
Then six would we be if we could sort of not just work one-on-one, but spread the knowledge of integrative health to a broader audience of women.
Wow, that is amazing. Oh my gosh. And so how long have you all been doing this?
A little, well, the pandemic makes time so weird, doesn't it?
We started it in 2018. At the end of 2018 is when we created it.
Oh, awesome. Okay. And so is it like a program you said, or is it okay?
Yeah, it's a membership program. We also have an ebook and we have a podcast. Part of our membership program is we interview experts on different health topics, and our members get to be live on these Zoom calls with the experts and they get to ask their own questions.
Oh,
And
wow.
yeah, and Nicole didn't get to introduce herself. I was hogging.
Yes.
I am Dr. Nicole Lewis. I am a naturopathic doctor, and I've been working with Dr. Schneider in integrative mental health for the past like 6, 7 years, Brooke. Yeah.
Okay. Oh my gosh, that is amazing. And so on your podcast show, what are the normal topics that you cover when it comes to women's health?
Yeah, so the podcast came after our membership program already existed. So we have a huge library of expert interviews covering the foundations of health, which I'll explain to you in a second. And then the podcast, we thought, well, how can we introduce people to our program? Why don't we take excerpts from some of our live interviews and put them into the podcast? So the podcast is just a small sampling of our full program, but we cover the foundations of health, which we feel are nutrition, physical health, exercise and movement, self-care, stress management, and mental health. And then we also have a mindset. We have a section on mindset where you create goals and intentions and look at your limiting beliefs and really connect with your why. And so we have experts who come in to talk, do mindset work with us as well.
Okay, that is amazing. And you know, we need more programs like this. And I think it's important that women continue to have conversations with each other about, especially, mental health. I think that, we don't talk as much about it. And the only time we ever, the only time we ever talk about it or whatever is when you see it on TV. But, it's good to have more, I should say, more one-on-one conversations like this. So,
absolutely. Okay. Yeah, one of our big pillars is decreasing mental health stigma. And we really feel that by sharing and connecting with one another when you're going through similar things, so often we keep things like depression or suicidal thoughts, we keep them to ourselves because we're, ashamed, which you shouldn't be. Natural cycles of life, you can have periods of sadness and really, be stuck. So we want women to connect and pull one another out and say, you're not alone. I've been there too.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Exactly. And with that being said, now, is it mandatory or is it necessary for women to take medication for mental health?
You mean to be a part of our program?
Well, just in general.
Absolutely not. That's what mm-hmm. integrative mental health is all about, finding mm-hmm. alternative solutions or solutions or tools that could help outside of medication. So mm-hmm. Nicole, please jump in because Nicole is an expert on supplements and alternative treatments and testing, especially testing to find root causes of mental health symptoms and mm-hmm. find those solutions.
Okay.
Yes. So it's really more about treating the whole person, right? So we don't want to think about mental health as just like in a vacuum, right? So it's not like you just have anxiety or you just have depression without anything else going on. So what we try to do is we look at you as a whole person and say, oh, do you have specific nutrient deficiencies? Do you have thyroid disorder or a hormonal imbalance? Like what else could be contributing to some of these symptoms that you're looking for? And so really when we're doing integrative mental health, it's you treat the whole person. Like you can't just say, oh, you have anxiety, like here's your medication, see you in a couple months. Like that's not mm-hmm. what we do.
And even when it comes to medication, sometimes it could worsen the symptoms, right?
Oh, sure. And not to say that we don't use medications or we don't like to use medications, right? There's a time and a place for everything. The mm-hmm. thing is that we want to, it's more of like an and. That's what I always tell my patients, like, well, let's take an and approach, right? So maybe you're in a position right now where you do need to be on medications and that happens. Mm-hmm. And if we work on your diet and your lifestyle and we give you these different supplements, it could potentially help your medications work better. Mm-hmm. So then you can have the opportunity to try to get off of your medications sooner. So it's just a tool. It's a tool in the toolbox. And we try not to demonize it at all because that's what it is. It's just a tool. And sometimes you need that tool. You can't just build a house with just a hammer, right? You need a screwdriver and some nails and everything else. Hey. I don't build houses. So that's as far as my analogy goes.
Okay.
Also, I find as a psychiatrist, oftentimes, because with my training, the meds are sort of at the forefront of my mind. Luckily, I've met Dr. Nicole and many other mentors in the integrative field who have helped me not just go to that tool in my toolbox all the time, but I find that when I start someone on a medication, if I don't loop in these other areas like nutrient, you know, supplements for nutrient deficiencies, or address, you know, testing for thyroid or hormones or gut abnormalities or things like that, if I neglect that, ultimately the meds only get me so far. And then, you know, if those other things are going on, the person isn't going to feel better, or they're not going to feel as good as they could from those medications.
Yeah, I definitely agree with that, because I see a psychiatrist as well. And, you know, she made it clear to me. She said, you know, I'm not a therapist. So, you know, we're not going to be on the phone that long, but I just need to know what symptoms you have and how we can treat it. But like you said, it's about treating, you know, the person as a whole and not like a quick fix with medication. Because that it doesn't always work, and our bodies react different to that. I used to have a therapist as well, but you know, I think, you know, when it comes to therapy, that's for people who really have issues, you know, people who need someone to talk to. And so I kind of cut the therapy out of my life, because I'm like, I don't really need someone to talk to. You know, I just need to heal mentally somehow. So I do sometimes, you know, take the quick fix with the medication, but that's not always the right idea. So,
you know, what my philosophy is, one of the things I say a lot to my patients, whatever works.
Yeah.
You know, there's a, like Dr. Nicole said, there's a season for everything. You know, sometimes the meds get you out of bed, get you out of crisis, get you out of acuity, you know, when things are so acute and severe and the meds get you out. And then, hey, a year or so down the road, you know what? My trauma memories are coming up. I need to go seek out specific trauma therapy. Or, hey, you know what? I'm feeling good, but I feel like I could take it to the next level. I'm going to get a coach who's going to help me with goals and accountability and just taking my health to the next level. So there's always, you know yourself best. That's another thing I always say to my patients is, you know yourself best. So whatever you bring me, whatever information you bring me, I'm going to put at the top of my list of things we need to address, because you know what you need and what's going to help you the most. And hopefully we pull out the right tools so that we can take it to that next level of feeling great and vital and just having everything you want in life.
Okay. Yes, most definitely. And Diamond, would my co-host Diamond, would you like to shed some light or give some opinions on, you just did a short film based on mental health, right?
Yeah, I did. Well, I suffer from depression and anxiety, and I have a therapist that I see regularly. I chose not to take the medication, because when I did take the medication, I just didn't feel like myself. Mm-hmm. It didn't allow me to speak or to like speak what was on my mind for real. Like, it held me back from just being my true self. So I just decided to just opt for just having someone to talk to and work out my issues, opposed to, you know, drowning in pills and syrups and things of that nature. Not saying that that's bad. I'm just saying that I just chose for myself not to do that. I believe that I can use faith and meditation to help heal myself and work out the traumas or whatever it is that's hindering me from moving forward in certain aspects of life.
That's really cool. Yeah. And I totally agree with you. You know, you could really get caught up in the whole medication thing.
Yeah. It makes you feel good sometimes, like over the top good. But, you know, there's always some part of you that you're missing.
Right.
Well, I just had a patient that was telling me about that this week, too. He came off of his medication by himself, which is not an ideal situation. And then he came in. Right. Don't do that. Anybody who's watching, don't do that. Talk to your doctor. Have them help you come down and come off safely. Luckily, he did come in and we were able to talk about it and make sure that he was safe. But he said once he was able to get off of it, he was experiencing just so much more of a spectrum of his own personality, because that medication really kind of kept him in this really tight window that he didn't feel like he was his true self. It was hopeful, but he wasn't his true self.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And I always say what we want to do with medications is help you be more of yourself, you know, treat the symptoms so that your true self comes back and can shine. And sometimes with the dosing, it can be hard to find that right. Well, first of all, it's hard to find the right med. Let's be honest. Psychiatry and psych meds are very flawed. But if you can find the right medication at the right dose for you, hopefully it just puts a, you know, takes care of symptoms enough so that you can come back the real you.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
I agree. When I had a previous psychiatrist, we went through different medications like weekly, but I wasn't really given, you know, the time to let the medication, you know, digest and get used to it. And she quickly, like, she increased the dosage on one of my medications. And I was driving on the bridge one day and I wanted to just drive off the bridge. Like, I was, I don't know. It was just like, I was having a panic attack out of nowhere.
Mm. It's so hard, that process of trial and error. And we do have some tools to help. Dr. Nicole is so great at looking at neurotransmitters and, you know, she does some genetic tests. Well, you can talk about it, Nicole. I don't want to put words in your mouth, but she has a lot of tools to help with finding the right medication and lessening that horrible trial and error period that a lot of times we have to go through in psychiatry.
And, you know, from kind of back to that and perspective, that's really what we're trying to bring to people with our program, is just all of these different tools and all of these different resources. So, you know, we made a program specifically for women because women and men deal with different things and they deal with different things differently, right? Like, so having a community of like-minded people where we're all, there's variations in how you deal, but we're all going to deal with things that are similar. So providing people with tools of what can you do with the different foundations that we believe are the most important for health. And then my absolute favorite part is just the different experts that we bring on. I mean, I feel like I learned so much, even if I know like a little bit about a topic, like these experts just take it to the next level. And I love it because not everybody has access to the same resources, right? And so you're privileged to be able to go see a psychiatrist, and not everybody, you know, has access to a therapist or has access to everything that they need. And so really, like, we're trying to bring all of these different tools into these people, and we ask our experts, okay, so what's one thing from your toolbox that people can do to get started? And so they're giving us a little bit of tips and a way to get started, even if somebody can't go see like an acupuncturist or something like that for some reason. But really, like, spreading information, spreading knowledge, and these basic tips of where you can go and how you can get started is like, that's what our program is all about.
That's awesome. That's amazing. That is great. And so I wanted to ask too, why is nutrition a vital part of a health plan overall?
Oh my gosh. It's so foundational. And really, I think a lot of it is because of how much things have changed over time, right? So like when we were growing up, and it's so funny, I just saw a meme about this the other day, so it's like on the top of my mind, but you saw like, you know, you had your little sandwich in a baggie and you had your little apple and like your, you know, like that was like your lunch that you were running out of the door with, right? Like, and then kids these days, it's like, how do I make this perfect bento box? Like Brooke and I are both moms. And so we're like packing lunches and stuff for our kids, you know, it's like, how do I make sure that you get like your fruits and your vegetables and da 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 da. And like, we're trying to be so perfect. And like back in the day, it was like, all right, bye, see you, you know, when the streetlights come on. And part of that is, the basic nutrition that's in our foods from before to now is not the same, right? So yeah, our soil quality is going down, and just like the amount of processed foods that people consume nowadays, like at least before, like if you're eating a sandwich and an apple, like you were like eating things that were close to real food. And like kids are like mobbing around these days with like their Takis, and it's like, what, I don't even know what a Taki is, right? Like that's not real food. So that is, right? I don't know what it is, but there's like no nutritional value there. And so you're not able to function the way that you need to function. It's like it's just like basic, right? Like if you think about, I mean, not everybody has the same background, but like from like a biochemical standpoint, if you need to be able to, you know, produce energy, you need to have the building blocks to be able to do that, right? So you need to have like proteins, carbs, and fats as like your basic building blocks. And then all of your micronutrients come into play with helping those processes work. Well, if you're just eating Takis and drinking soda all day long, you're not getting any of that. So you're right. Setting yourself up to have mental health issues, to have energy issues, to have gut issues. And then it just kind of snowballs and goes from there. So really like nutrition and gut health is a foundation. It's just foundational.
Yeah. And I've, you know, we've all noticed like, yeah, like when we were younger, you could eat McDonald's like every day and,
right.
And be okay. But yeah, the older you get, it's like, you got to leave some of that stuff alone because it does contribute right. to, you know, internal issues as you get older. So Yeah.
I always compare it to like a car, right? Like if you drive a brand new car off the lot, you know, like, and you put the wrong kind of oil in it one time, like, it's not going to really do anything. But if you're doing that for like 30 years when you need to be, you know, using this higher level of gasoline and you're just like, well, I'm just going to do this one because it's cheaper. It's definitely going to catch up to you and you're going to have issues. Same thing with our bodies.
That's right. And so how would you all advise women to take care of themselves,
That's such a broad
question. Yeah, that's a broad question.
Yeah.
As we get older, how would you advise us to take care of, and you know, like menopause, you know, hair loss, skin issues? How would you guys advise us to take better care of ourselves?
Still very broad. I love it. But we can talk about lots of those things.
Yeah, I think that mostly continuing to focus on the foundations of health is huge. So diet, sleep, stress management, exercise and movement. I mean, exercise, I think, can have sometimes like a negative connotation. So I really tried, or not everybody likes to exercise. It's not that it's negative, but not everybody likes it, right? So you're kind of, sometimes you can isolate people by saying like, oh, you should go exercise, when really what we mean is you need to move your body and you need to be sweating. Because sweating is a mode of elimination, right? Like you're peeing, you're pooping, like sweating is something that's super important as well. So the foundations of health don't change, like from me to you, from, you know, 6 years old to 80 years old, like the foundations don't change. And they're so simple, but it's so powerful that sometimes, like, when you give somebody that really simple answer of like, well, we should probably clean up your diet a little bit, or we should probably change your sleep hygiene so that you're getting a better quality sleep, it's not necessarily the super fancy answer that's like feels really satisfying, but it's true. And it goes such a long way. So as we age, I think that all of those things become even more important because of that, you know, car analogy of it's like, you don't have that many miles left on your car. So you really got to make sure that you're getting your tires rotated and you're getting your oil changed. Like all of that stuff really matters. And so prevention and maintenance is where we should be.
And I want to add, just having a good practitioner, I mean, that can go such a long way. So having a nurse practitioner or a doctor or a naturopathic doctor or a PA, whoever you're seeing, someone who you feel comfortable opening up with. And as women, we often put ourselves last on the list, right? We're taking our kids to the pediatrician and then we're right there holding our partner's hand when they're going through surgery or something like that. But when's the last time we as women went to the doctor or spent the money to, you know, get a personal trainer, or whatever it is, whatever practitioner, whatever area of life you're trying to improve your health in, simply putting yourself first as women, putting our oxygen mask on first so that then we can take care of everybody else, just shifting that, especially as we age, because we're running around, we're busy, we get advancing in our careers, we have some kids or however we're spending our time caring for the elderly, for people in our family, whatever we're doing, we need to take care of ourselves first and make the time and effort to take care of our health. It's just huge.
Yeah, definitely. And I agree with finding, you know, a really good nurse practitioner that you can go to anytime. you know, I've experienced bad nurse practitioners in the past where, like, because I had fibroid surgery. I had 20 fibroids removed from my uterus. And the previous doctors that I've seen told me, oh, you know, if you have surgery, it might worsen the situation. They were just giving me a lot of BS, right? But then I found this one lady, and she was amazing. Like, right away, she pressed on my stomach. She was like, she was like, we have to remove these right away. Mm-hmm. And she was like, no one ever advised you on that? I was like, no. I just continued to have bad menstrual cycles. And, you know, it's like, depending where you go, some nurses or your primary care doctors, some care, and then some don't, unfortunately.
Yeah.
And so when, you know, being a woman and all, does that affect our, you know, our mood, our, you know, mental health when it comes to having, you know, problems down there in that area and stuff?
Yeah, I think it definitely, that's, you know, it sets you apart from men, because men, you know, their main hormone is going to be testosterone, right? And testosterone will decline over time as they age, but it's not like us where we have cyclical hormones, right? So throughout our menstrual cycle, you have estrogens that rise, and then you have progesterone that rises. And so we're kind of constantly in this flux of hormones that are high and low. And when you're having imbalances, you can have physical symptoms, you can have development of fibroids, you can have severe PMS symptoms, you can have breast tenderness. So yeah, absolutely. And then, you know, you can have mental health symptoms too. So sometimes people will have increased anxiety before their period comes, or as you're going into perimenopause and into menopause, definitely having some more mood changes as your estrogens are starting to drop as well. So yeah, there's definitely like another layer of complexity there, just being a woman and having to deal with those hormone changes.
Yeah, definitely. And also what contributes to that, you know, when women are on birth control, that really just kind of throw everything off.
Yeah. Yeah. And there's actually some interesting research out there. And I think that we talk about this. I mean, we talk about this all the time in our practices, but we'll talk about it, I think, in our program as well. But birth control is, you know, a form of contraception and very important to be able to have access to contraception, right? And there is a subset of the population where it can make your mood worse. So it can increase things like depression.
Yeah. Yeah, most definitely. And I could say, yeah, when I was on birth control before, I was just like yelling and screaming at people, you know, didn't want to be bothered. And then, yeah, just really sad at times. Like,
yeah.
Oh gosh. Yeah. So definitely. So it's hard being a woman, like they say. We just have so many things we have to worry about. But yes, like you said, we still have kids, family, you know, spouses and work. But at the same time, we have to make sure, you know, we're getting our checkups. We're not, you know, we don't have breast cancer or anything. So yeah, definitely. And Dani, would you like?
I was just going to say it's common for women to start on the pill and then have that worsening mood and then just get put on a psych med, on an antidepressant, right? Whereas the cause was the birth control. So it's something to definitely think about and consider.
Wow. Yeah. Wow. Okay. And Diamond, do you have any questions for the two lovely ladies?
I hope I didn't miss anything, but I just kind of wanted to know, because I did look over your website and I wanted to know like the difference between being in the program and being a mentor, I think it was. Because see, like I was looking to gain information on becoming a member, but then when I looked on there, it talks about becoming a mentor. So I was kind of confused on that. So are you guys looking for mentors or are you looking for people to join the program?
Both.
Okay.
We're trying to build out a mentorship program. So our hope is that women will join and become members, and hopefully they'll tell us that they're interested in becoming mentors. And so once they get to know all of our material and get well versed in the foundations of health and living them in their lives, and having coaching and mentoring from Nicole and I, we hope that we can produce mentors.
Okay, nice. And yeah. Do you need a physical degree of some kind, or is it just going through your program? Okay.
Yeah, just going through the program. So what we want to recognize is that people are at different stages in their health journey. So sometimes you're going to be in a stage where you need to be more on the receptive side of man, I'm just struggling in XYZ right now. And so you're going through the program and you're absorbing information. And then you're going to get to a point where you feel pretty good. And even if you don't have everything together, you're ready to kind of give back. And so we wanted to create that opportunity of for people to give back. So women that have been through our program and they understand, these are all the things that are important to us. How do you help us share the information? Because people learn in different ways too. So so I could say something to you and Brooke could say something to you and we say the same thing, but you don't necessarily hear it the same way, right? So if I'm sharing information with you and then you're like, oh man, that totally makes sense to me. But then you go on and relay that information a little bit differently to your friend or your neighbor, right? They're like, oh, okay. Like they can get a different perspective from you. Same foundations, but just, from a different sort of perspective. So it's just another layer of our community. So right now it's just kind of this open forum membership community, and that membership community. And then that mentorship just takes it to the next level of okay, I'm going to actually help you one-on-one instead of us all just kind of talking together.
Nice.
Yeah.
And is there a fee, or is it just some kind of sign up process?
Yeah, so it's going to be, there's going to be a whole process to it. So there will be a fee so that because we're going to have more one-on-one with that person too. So they're going to have to go through the program and then they're going to have to demonstrate to us that they, that we can trust that you're going to turn around and say things, in the way that is an accurate reflection of what we're looking for. So there will be a little bit of a buy-in there. And it can be, we haven't worked out all of the details yet. So this is a little bit premature, but my intention is for people to be able to have a little bit of a side hustle with it, where you can have people that you're mentoring, and then you will also be able to make some money by bringing in more people that you're going to mentor. So a little bit of a business relationship there. But mostly, really focusing on that community piece and being able to give back. And some people just need that one-on-one more so than just us all being together in one big room, right? And some people need more accountability, more handholding, and that's what that mentorship is supposed to be.
Okay.
And we thought, Oh, sorry, cool. Diamond, go ahead.
No, you might have something to add into that before I go on to the next question.
Yeah, I just wanted to add, because we haven't built it yet, the mentorship program. We're hoping that people will show interest and we can start producing mentors. And we thought of it, actually Nicole thought of it, during the pandemic, because so many women were getting laid off and worried about finances. And we were like, okay, what can we do to offset this horrible, financial crisis that everyone's going through with the pandemic, right, Nicole? I'm taking the words out of your mouth.
Yeah, totally. Yeah, that was just such a big thing for me. I think Brooke probably had patients too, but patients getting laid off, and then, women being concerned about what am I going to do? And then our kids being home because of COVID. And so now it's like, well, I can't even go to work because my kids are at home and they can't go to school. And so it just creates this very complicated situation. And so part of our conversation was, how do we help people help people, right? So if you're invested and you're interested in natural health and whole women's health and treating the whole person, you're part of our tribe, you're on the same wavelength as us. And if you want to give back and, make this a little bit of a business, how can we help you do that? So that's what we want to create, is just another opportunity for people to share their time and, be compensated for that.
Oh, that sounds really nice. And I'm definitely interested, as I was saying previously, I was trying to find out, how do I sign up? How long would the program be for? Is it 6 months or a month or every week? what exactly would the time frame be?
Yeah, we haven't ironed out all of the details yet. When we were talking about it before, we know, at least I know, or any of us know, if you've ever created your own business, right, you're always like, I want to get this started tomorrow, right? Like, I need to be up and running, and like, how do I make money tomorrow, if not today? So we had started having a conversation about that. So there was brainstorming about like an expedited course of how can you go through our material really quickly. But then also, you know, you have to live it too, right? So it has to be like long enough for you to say like, okay, I understand. But if you're coaching somebody and you haven't gone through the process of like removing things from your diet, and like, you're not really, then you may not be able to fully connect with them on their struggles, right, too. So like, we need people to live it a little bit before they can fully move on to that coaching role, and really being able to support people. So it makes sense to me, like, you know, looking at anywhere from like 1 month to 3 months of like being able to get up and running and to be a mentor. That would be my goal for people. But you know, that totally is individualized on how quickly you absorb information. And, you know, that's a little bit individualized.
And we also said some people might want to really take their time and do 6 months where they're getting more spaced out coaching from Nicole and I, so that they can put things in place. And so the two options would be good.
Yeah. So there'll be like a longer, you know, more drawn out program where you're really learning, absorbing, living it, and getting coaching from us. And then for people that are like, all right, maybe you're not brand new, you know, maybe you already have been exposed to like health coaching before, so you don't really need as much exposure, or you're not like starting from square one. So you might be able to go through it a little bit more quickly.
Okay, nice.
And then people can just sign up as members. That's $47 a month to become a member and be live on all of our expert interviews and have our whole curriculum and have the forum to post and have community support and meetings. You know, with Nicole and I, we have like the casual meetup, like we were saying. It's not the one-on-one. It's like the drop-in sort of office hours. We call it coffee and chill.
Okay, nice. Well, then that sounds like where the beginning stages are, right? Like, so $40 to join the membership, guys, and we can find out, how do we join that part? Is there a website on your Instagram? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, sure is. And the website is womenstrongtogether.com, and the link is on our Instagram.
That is awesome. Now you're going to see me sign up. You're going to see me in there talking.
Yeah, absolutely. We would love to have you. Yeah, if you just go to our members tab, so there should be like a mentorship section, but then there's like a members tab, and then it'll ask you to either log in or sign up. So you should be able to get there. If you have any issues, you can always, you know, just DM us and then, or shoot us an email, and we can troubleshoot any issues.
And so when do you think that you'll have everything set in place for the mentor-mentee program?
Yeah, our biggest, I think, hurdle right now is just like the legality aspect of it. So it's kind of working to make sure that we're dotting our I's and crossing our T's and, you know, like protecting ourselves and protecting the mentors too, to make sure that we're really, because if you're ever, you know, coaching somebody, there needs to be like a level of like, you can't talk about that, right? Like, you can't be giving medical advice. So you're going to be doing more of like a coaching aspect there. So we're kind of in the legality holdup stage of making sure that there's no issues there. So hopefully soon, I'm really hoping before the end of this year, we're kind of approaching the fourth quarter. So hopefully we can get that up and rolling. Because this has been like, I mean, obviously, since the pandemic, this has just been something that I've wanted to have for so long. I'm like, we need this. Like, every time Brooke and I talk, I'm like, we need this. Like, this needs to happen. We need to just take the next step and just do it.
And then I always say, wait, but the legal stuff, I'm pumping the brakes. And she's like, come on, we need to get this mentorship. Like, stop making podcasts. Get this mentorship program up.
Definitely, definitely. You gotta have somebody with the legal brain and someone with the great ideas, you know. That way it makes the project be, you know, real right instead of it being kind of shaky on either grounds.
Yeah. Yes.
So let's see. I think I just want to, before we close out, because we only have like a few more minutes left of the podcast, I wanted to ask a real quick question about exercise. If you can give some of our viewers or our listeners a quick tip on like some movements that they can do really quickly. Because, you know, like you said earlier, we're busy women carrying kids on one shoulder and helping with homework on the other side. You know, it's hectic sometimes. What can we do in our busy lives that real quickly to help us with getting up and moving?
I'll go first real fast if you don't mind. The best exercise, in my opinion, is walking. And there's actually been research that bilateral stimulation that walking gives you helps with healing of trauma in the brain. So a lot of the trauma therapies like EMDR and brain spotting give that side-to-side stimulation. So just by walking with a friend and talking, you can do some really deep healing of the brain. Nicole? Right.
I've got two. So my first one is whatever feels good for you. So don't run if it doesn't feel good, right? If you don't like to lift weights, well, I mean, there's some good evidence for lifting weights and having weight-bearing exercises, but whatever it is, like, it should be something that feels good and that is enjoyable. So if you're really like, I hate this every step of the way, which if you've ever been an athlete, sometimes you're like, I hate this every step of the way. And also like, I love my sport, so I'm going to kind of do it anyway. But if you're really like, this is not fun for me, this doesn't feel good for me, like, don't do that. But my really super easy tip that I like to give is just park as far away as you can. Like, take that last parking spot in the parking lot, like all the way down there. And then you're going to naturally have to get more steps in. Like, if you're going to your job, park down the street, you know, park around the block if it's safe for you to do so. And then you're going to naturally get more steps. Take the long way to the bathroom. You know, if you're going to get up and go get water, even if you have your water bottle on your desk, like, walk to the water fountain and refill your water bottle and then come back to your desk. So it's really easy to just get a little bit of extra movement every single day just by doing those little simple things.
I have another one that you reminded me of. If you're watching something at the commercials or the ads or whatever, get up and move your body. Dancing is the best. It's good for your mental health and for your body. And it's easy. It doesn't feel like you're exercising. But even at work too, taking those stretch breaks from your desk, and there's all kinds of like desk yoga and stuff like that. But it makes you more productive if you take those movement breaks when you have little times.
Nice.
Yeah, yeah.
Kelda, I told you we got to start walking more.
I know. Oh my gosh. Walking and drinking water.
Yes, definitely drinking water.
Kombucha.
Kombucha. Oh my gosh, I love kombucha.
Kombucha. I always say it wrong. This stuff is amazing.
Yeah.
Like, it helps with everything.
It helps me burp.
Yeah,
definitely.
I love it though. It's delicious.
Very gassy after this, yeah.
I love it. Women talking about gas. This is
next conversation, yeah. Right.
That's very taboo.
All right. Before we go, is there anything else you guys would like to say as well, where people could visit your website, where they could find you?
I'd like to say thank you so much for having us. I loved every second of this conversation. You both asked really great questions, and I appreciate that you shared from your personal stories. I think that is the key to healing, is all of us connecting on all of these things that we don't usually talk about. So thank you for having us.
Yes. Thank you.
Thank you for being vulnerable and for sharing with us. It's not always easy, but the more that we talk about it, the easier that it gets and the less stigmatized. So I think conversations like this are super important for us to keep having.
Definitely. I agree. Yeah. All right. And what's the website where they could visit you all?
womenstrongtogether.com. And our podcast is named Women Strong. It's on Amazon and iTunes and Spotify. And we're hosted on the Mental Health News Radio Network, where you can find close to 100 different podcast shows about all things mental health. And follow us on Instagram and Facebook, and you can find all of that on our website, womenstrongtogether.com.
Amazing. Women Strong Together. All right. Well, thank you so much, Dr. Brooke Snyder and Dr. Nicole Lewis and my co-host Diamond. Thank you guys so much. You guys really shed some light on the topics regarding women's health. So thank you again. And we hope to sign up and follow you all and maybe, you know, come on your podcast one day.
Yeah, absolutely.
Absolutely.
We want to have you.
Wonderful. All right. We'll see you guys soon. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Great to meet you.
All right. See you guys later. Bye.
Bye.